think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay. He's right. So we'll believe from now on. Okay, Joey pals. Oh, you know this. Sing it. Here's the title. And who's singing?
This is the one and only.
Mick Jagger? And the Rolling Stones.
And I try.
I saw them 2 years ago. Good choice, Nigel. Tyler was working for Golden Voice or somebody. And he said, I've got tickets, I probably told you this, to Desert Trip.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, I don't know any of the groups. Do you want them? It was like...
Bob Dylan
and Paul McCartney and...
Who are those guys?
Yeah. And Tyler's grown up in... music and show business. And these guys were there.
I can't get no satisfaction in my own house.
Neil Young was there.
Neil Young?
It was a fabulous show.
That was a good show.
Fabulous show. Maybe it'll come back this year.
Yeah, I used to volunteer for Golden Voice for the high school boosters to make them extra money so they could for their choir. So that was always fun.
See, you say booster to me and I think, oh, I got to get over there.
Yeah. Yeah, so booster has multiple meanings.
Has a whole new meaning. This is...
That was way, way long time ago when I had kids still in high school.
Yes, I'm kind of glad they're all gone.
Speak for yourself.
Yes, and my grandchildren are 18, 20, 22, 24. So we're all kind of...
Well, this time of year, they'll find their way back.
Oh.
Right? It's like...
That's true, too.
So it's a good time of year for having family,
family
back.
This is the voice, speaking of our radio family, Dr. Brian Hodgkins from...
Desert Oasis Healthcare.
Okay. Thanksgiving week.
I cannot... You know, I'm still struggling with my... I call it the formulary for the family feast, but really it's the menu.
Because this formulary is the for the family feast.
Right. Spoken from a true pharmacist's perspective. But, you know, this year... last year we just had our little family together.
Yes.
This year, I'm going out on a limb. I'm following the CDC, and you can go to our website if you want to know how to have a good, safe Thanksgiving. I hate to say it like that's like safe and sane 4th of July.
Yes,
but the CDC actually does have some guidance on how to stay safe. And this year we are having our old, family and friends feast for the Thanksgiving, and we're having our neighbors over who just got over here from England.
Oh, yes.
On the 9th, soon as they opened it
That's
up.
That's right. They
our
been
Canadian
able to
friends,
come.
All of a sudden our neighborhood filled up. Everyone who's been gone for literally 20 months.
Yes.
All of a sudden showed up. So that's great.
Open it, see if the refrigerator's still working.
Oh,
and
my
all the toilets
all they've had is like workers in, yes. workers out for the three houses across the street where they're only there, you know, a snippet of time. But anyway, they're all coming over. We mandated this, you can take it or not, but everyone's vaccinated. So we're going to go maskless and we're eating outside.
I have got a question for you.
Not a mask question.
It is.
Oh,
and
my
I'm
goodness.
A little irritated.
Who isn't?
Okay, yeah. Okay. And by the way, before I get irritated, I do a turkey in my smoker.
That's.
But Tyler said to me this year, he was 33 and a half on my birthday. He's my half a
33
birthday.
And a third?
Half. You're funny. I give him a half a card and he gives me a whole card on my birthday.
Nice.
Then on his birthday, he gets a whole, you know what I mean. Okay.
Yes.
Tyler said, because it's been so hectic. He said, Mom, let's go to Elmer's. Because instead of me inviting everybody over,
right?
He said, let's just you and I go to Elmer's. And they make a, and I said, oh, but what about leftovers? And he said, we'll be okay.
Absolutely.
So
all of a sudden you can come over for leftovers. I'd like to know how to smoke a turkey.
Oh,
I mean, how do you keep
how
it
How do you
lit?
Fit it in the cigar? Yeah. Da-dum-dum. We need, make a note, Nigel. Get da-dum-dum. We need a rim shot. George, that was a George Burns joke. And once you get used to eating smoked turkey, roasted turkey just doesn't taste the same.
Yeah, you got to
But I ordered our pies from Aspen Mills. That's our restaurant of the week today.
Awesome. I love Aspen Mills.
And that usually what I do is I cook most of everything from scratch. But I'll do things like maybe this year the pies or this year the, pick something, the dressing, something. But not this time, Tyler said. Okay, here's my.
Wait a second. I need to know. Okay. This is like, I need to know.
Inquiring
But what pies? Do you
pumpkin
gotta be
and Tyler likes pecan and I have to make that one. They don't have pecan. He's having trouble at Aspen getting different things. The supply chain.
Oh my goodness, horrible!
And then at
so
Easter,
apple pie is made with oranges.
Yes, and Easter I make a rhubarb pie. It's the only time of the year, and I love that. I'm a good baker.
All right.
Okay. You ready for my irritation?
I didn't know that about you. Yes, I'm ready for your irritation. Give it to me.
Okay. I went to the opening of CV Rep.
CV Rep, yes.
On the 11th of November, after the parade. It was a long day. Great play. Bakersfield missed. Husband and wife, both vaccinated, on the stage. Everyone in the theater masked and had to be vaccinated.
Just saying.
Okay. The leading lady, the wife, tested positive, and they've shut the whole production down. Now, I wanted to explain to me, we weren't anywhere near them. We didn't do a meet and greet after. They live together. How far away from the stage are the actors? Was that really necessary? Or are they mandated to do that?
Yeah, I think there's more of a count. You know, the county is very involved in positive cases and how they mediate public safety through those. And so if you actually have a positive test, PCR, symptomatic or not, I mean, you are supposed to, and not just by, you know, being a good person, to hibernate at home. We call it, you know, hibernate for 10 days. Right.
But the only person on stage with her is the man she hibernates with
24/7. That's what here's what's happening right now. I mean, I think everyone is, and I think Lindsay mentioned this on the show last week or a couple weeks ago. So here's why all of a sudden there's interest in boosters. Moderna's wants their booster out there. Pfizer has their booster out there. The California, Colorado, other states are saying, hey, if you're 18 and over, it's been 6 months since your last dose, get out there and get your booster. And it's because, I just say, it's winter, and there's waning benefit of the vaccines. It doesn't mean they're not working. So I want to be clear on this.
It's winter. And the vaccine is waning.
Right. And so we know with the Delta virus, which is the only circulating virus in the U.S. right now and in our county, that you can be fully vaccinated. And we're starting to see the creep of fully vaccinated, meaning two doses of Pfizer, two of Moderna, or one of J&J. People not only testing positive, but becoming slightly ill. We do know that you're not going to get real, real sick. And Joey, you know our mantra, right?
Yes. You won't get sick. You won't get hospitalized, and you won't get dead.
Right. Well, we are seeing some older folks, or those with weakened immune system, who have been vaccinated but not boosted, actually get sick and be admitted for short lengths of stay in the hospital. So they do okay, but that's just predictive of as we start to move indoors in the wintertime, as we're starting to be closer together in the wintertime, and we have vaccinations that are waning and still unvaccinated populations that we hang out with, there's the risk of getting infected. So you can have a fully vaccinated actress on stage. She's out and about in the community or in a densely populated place with someone with virus. And you're gonna get a dose and you're going to come down with symptoms or test positive.
But how could I have gotten it? I was sitting 20 feet away or more.
Yeah, no, very, very unlikely. And in fact, you know,
And the whole audience was vaccinated.
Yeah, probably very few or none.
The risk is the show must go on.
Now we need someone to fill in.
The show must go on.
I'll just practice my lines and get on stage and do
it. It's a fabulous play, Joey Pals, if it comes back up. And it's the two of them. They're not husband and wife in the play. They're on stage constantly. 90 minutes or 70 or 80 minutes. No intermission. No intermission. Never left my sight.
So impressive. I mean, that can do that, like you used to do that, that to me is, you know, when you're in school and you have to do an acting class, I just made up lines. I just want to be the person that made stuff. I want to be the ad lib guy the person in the back holding the umbrella. Speaking of indoors.
Tell me now, what if she goes home, they live together, now he tests positive, that extends.
Yeah.
Can they keep infecting each other?
No. The normal period of at least harboring the virus in any significant amount is somewhere between 7 and 10 days, and in fully vaccinated folks, that could be less. And who knows if it was a false positive? We don't know. People testing at home. There was a large recall recently for at home testing. That we had recommended in the past.
Yes.
Because it had too many false positives. Now, the one thing we know in Riverside County and Coachella Valley, the new case rate is down around 14. That's down. Positivity rate's around 5%. So it's still spreading. I mean, it's finding people to infect. But people are still getting tested like crazy. We're getting about 400 tests per 100,000 every day.
Test each day.
Yeah. And so we're starting to see.
At your four facilities?
That's all over.
That's 400 tests a day.
Yeah, per 100,000.
Coachella Valley.
Yes. Yeah. Even here
that was
in
Coachella
in
Valley.
The good news is we're starting to see a flattening, a diminution of cases. The hospitals are kind of down to, I think they're down to 40 this week, positive cases.
Wow.
And so we're making some progress. But you were talking about indoors for the play. So here's the feature. If you want to have a safe and sane Thanksgiving,
yes.
Family feast of a pharmacopoeia of great gustatory delights.
To him. Get ready to edit, Nigel.
So you could make sure everyone is vaccinated. That's
I've been getting a lot of invitations.
Yeah, you could be that.
And if
you have someone in your home that's immunocompromised but vaccinated, or you have people in your home that, you know, you're not sure, you know, you could mask if you wanted to. I'm not a big fan of that for this type of event. If you can do it outdoors, great. Then you don't even have to mask up. And if you're indoors, you know what? Open the doors and windows. You can even put a window fan. Just keep the air moving, and then I think you can enjoy a very safe holiday season without the worry of having a mask, like Joey is wearing a mask right now for I have no reason why.
But it's bling, Joey.
It's bling.
Pal.
It's Joey bling.
It's solid
mask.
Bling.
You might as well wear just a nylon over your head.
That's right.
So
you caught on to that.
Those are the recommendations, even from the CDC. You know, like
and
I tell everyone now.
And this is up on your website.
Yeah, it's up on our website too. You'll see it. We put it up this week because people are asking us. You know, do we have to have a, you know, an
can a turkey get COVID?
Right. And
as opposed to those deer that are getting the COVID.
Oh, the animal kingdom is suffering as well. It's a sad, sad tale. But
tale.
Everyone, we just need to learn to live with this thing. I think the predictions are next year will be endemic. And then we're just going to figure out what it means.
Okay.
We've got...
You say so.
70% of America vaccinated. Got a bunch of other folks who have been sick, have gotten the infection. We're working our way through this. So keep the faith. Be kind to your neighbors.
Be kind to your parents.
Yeah. And don't worry about... let's just set aside the politics of this disease. We can do better than that.
Okay. We'll go to our treasure chest so that we have more time in the medicine chest because I got lots of questions.
Oh, and I got lots of questions myself.
You got answers.
I got questions for your questions.
If you're near your phones, Joey Pals, we've got presents for you.